Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. Today, we are joined by Hong Taimi. She is a chef, an entrepreneur, and philanthropist who has served as a global ambassador for Thai cuisine and culture for nearly a decade. She's also the owner of Taimi Love, which is a restaurant in New York City, and I was fortunate to dine in a couple of years ago. So now here you are on my podcast. Hi, Hong. How are you? And welcome.
Hi. Hi there. Thanks for having me. That is, it is exciting to see you on podcast. And I remember the day that you came to the restaurant. Back then, it was in the old location.
Yes.
In the East Village.
Yes, and there's so much to talk about. And one, I love the vibe over there. It's so earthy and green. It puts me in such
you.
A good vibe.
She's one of my best friends in my apartment.
What's her name? Does she have a
Catherine.
Name? Catherine. For those that are listening, we're talking about her, what is it, a tree, a little plant?
It is a tree, yes, a citrus. An orange tree.
Yeah, so she has a citrus tree in her place, which is
it
amazing.
It is about 7 foot now. I bought her. Yeah, she's a gift.
I love it. Okay, so let's dive into your story. I would love to know, how did you first find or discover your love for food and cooking? What was that first moment?
Yes. It is. It is a long story. I was born and raised in Thailand, and, you know, I was raised particularly in a very delicious household. You know, my grandma is such a great cook. So all I remember was just like fresh fruits and fresh foods around the house all the time, you know. And all I know is just I enjoy the flavors. I enjoy the culture. I enjoy the when I say culture, I mean like the culture of like, you know, like getting together, putting the food together, or how to, you know, make a delicious meal. To me, it's magic. And then, yeah, I give all the credit to my childhood with my grandma as a main chef in the kitchen.
I love that. So why New York City? Why are you here? Why did you move here?
It is, and you know, like I'm saying this many, many, many times, and it sounds cliche, but when you make it here, you can make it anywhere.
I love that because I'm a native. So whenever I have guests on and they tell me and show me and explain their love for New York City, it just makes me so happy that this is my place, you know, that I call home, and now you are as well. So I know that you also obviously love Thai food and you have such an appreciation for the culture. Do you think it is missing in New York City, or like, what do you think is that, if there is a discrepancy in that, in the food industry?
Wow. That, you know, I have to say, like, I'm so excited these days. We have so many amazing Thai restaurants, you know, like everywhere in the city. I've seen so many customers actually that ask me all the time, where would I go if I were to visit Thailand for a honeymoon, for a business trip, for a pleasure, for whatever, right? And it is, to me, I find like there's a big, not like a big need, but there's like a big welcome, you know what I mean? Like a big welcome and a big love and appetite for Thai food here in the city. And, you know, I find not only that, I have had many customers from Europe. It's so fascinating that somehow they love Thai food now, meaning, you know, like Thai food has become very well loved across the globe, right?
Yes.
And even, you know, the Frenchie or the Italians, even the Spaniards, when they come here, I mean, because I talk, I get to talk to, I mean, you know my style. If I were at my restaurant, I always come out and say, you know, hello to my customers. And most of the time, they're just like, you know, they just Google about us, or they've read somewhere in the article, and they come in and they enjoy. So I find, like, is there a big need? I think is in contrary. There's a big appetite for more Thai food in town.
Absolutely. And that's the beautiful part about food, right? You can come from different backgrounds, not even speak the same language,
yes.
but eat the same type of food or the same, you know, type of cuisine and just share that beautiful moment. I think it's so beautiful. So I know we just kind of brushed a little bit on your story about like making it in New York, but tell me about the journey. What was the biggest challenge or the biggest reality check that you had?
You know, I quit my corporate job to pursue this. So in 2006, when tsunami hit Thailand, I think 2006, right? I decided to quit the job and pursue my dream of, you know, like loving and serving people. I don't know. I just find making a change in this world, it's very inspirational for me. And so I quit my well-paid job, it's a great life in Bangkok, but I quit that to pursue something. And all I know is there's a potential to cook, because I believe that cook, it has a food has a magic. And I want to do that. And, you know, like through that, I hope that I make a mark in someone's life in a good way. That's pretty much what I would love to do.
But what has been the challenge? Like, I'm sure it wasn't just like an easy path, especially given the success that you have now. Like when you look back, do you remember?
I have so many stories.
Yeah.
you have no idea how many burnouts I've had, how many, you know, anxieties, days and times, period of, you know, darkness and all those stuff and doubts and all the negativities. I've gone through it all. I've gone through... I think to make it easier, because there's so many, you know, like I've been here, long time now, like 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 16. Wow. It's like yesterday. From, you know, someone who's so enthused about life. I give it all. I give my all. And I built the first restaurant and it was so successful. And while I, you know, building that, I lost myself. I lost appetite for life. I mean, I don't really share this, but, you know, I lost appetite for life. I don't even know what it's like to have fun, because I give it all for this, which is not right, you know, because I think one should learn how to balance. So how did I make it? I made it because I keep on showing up, I guess. Like, even though I did not, sometimes there's times when I did not feel like anything, I just crawl myself out of bed and show up. When I feel hurt, I look for ways, how can I heal myself from this? When I feel down, I look for ways, how could I go up? You know what I mean? And thank God, even though those things that happened to me, there's so many variety of, you know, I mean, you understand, it's not only high risk, high return, but this city, I have to say, it comes with the price. It comes with a lot of pressure. Correct.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this is hospitality business that I jumped into. And I have to say, like, I jump into it bifold, you know, like I'm just like, I'm going to make it. If there's a will, there's a way, you know what I mean? So I just do it because I love it so much. I believe in it so much. I have so much passion. But now, you know, a decade and a half passed. I think that I've learned so much from my pain. I learned so much from my mistakes. I learned so much from my loss. I learned so much and I gained so much. Does it make sense? So,
yes.
So if you were to ask me right now, what is my wake up call, is that, you know, life still go on. You just have to learn how. to find that peace and find that moment and keep on going.
And that's definitely the, I guess, life lesson, right? It's never going to be easy. I know that you mentioned your story and how you were very, very resilient in the challenges because of your love for cooking. But you also mentioned a little bit about losing yourself. So how do you find yourself?
How did I find myself? It was a process. It has been. I still feel maybe 5 years ago, I've been through a divorce. I've been through losing my business. I had to close the first one that I built. I basically lost a lot, you know, and I mean, the most valuable is I lost myself. And not many people would know this because, you know, I know how to put it on the facade, right? Mm-hmm. And so then I have to have a very hard talk, a very tough conversation with myself of like, this is not where I want to be, you know, like there has to be more. And so in order to find myself, I really have to face a lot of fear. I have to face a lot of junk in me. I have to face a lot of, you know, what could I do? Oh, how could I improve myself so I could be on the better side and be better?
Mm-hmm. I admire you opening up and I thank you for opening up. And that's the whole point of my podcast. I love to bring on guests to shed light behind their titles, right? Or like what they seem on the outside to the public. And I just love that you are saying that not a lot of people know this about me, but this is the reality of how I got here. So thank you for sharing that.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And you know, like that was a hope too, that I think like once, meaning a hope that I hope that my pain could be a lesson to someone. I'm not better than anybody, you know? And that's what I've learned. That's the beauty of learning, that there's I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you also mentioned like you did a lot of self-reflection and said like, this is how I'm feeling right now. And I do not want to be in this space. Mm-hmm. So what can I do? Because it's always about, you know, the actions, but obviously honoring the emotions and the feelings is really important as well.
Well, thank you. You give me a lot of compliments and I appreciate that. And I just think like for me, I keep on learning, you know, I'm a student of life. And student of life, I think that I allow myself to keep on evolving, you know, like being someone who learned, right? Like maybe 10 years ago, I did not know how to take criticism well, you know, but now I'm not sure if I'm perfecting that, but I take it better, you know, or the pain that I carry, I reflected that and I can I can handle that better. Mm-hmm. It just, I handle that better. It doesn't mean that there's no pain. Everything is perfect.
No, I agree. I think it's really important to always be learning. And whenever I feel like I'm in a plateau, that's when I feel like I want to look out and seek and embrace and invite challenges. Because once you experience challenges, then you are gaining like a different level of either awareness or growth or expansion. So yes.
So how did you come to that? What's your technique?
A lot of self-work and therapy. I've shared my story on my podcast as well, but that's the whole point as well. I think I've had a lot of shame in the things that I've gone through, or just I've been very private with personal things and my mental health. And I felt like I wanted to create a platform to talk about it because it's not always what it seems, you know, again, on social media and just stripping away those layers. And when I do invite different guests, I realize we are all going through similar
challenges.
Yeah.
It's yes.
Like nobody has their quote unquote shit together. Nope. And it's like, let's be real here. So I love that.
I think is very powerful. It is very powerful when we know that we're not alone, right?
Yep, absolutely. So I want to talk a little bit about just like being a chef. I just want to like have a little fun with it since you're on this podcast. What is something that angers you
Oh, all the time. Stupidity. I'm a real person. I do not, I can't handle many things. I cannot handle stupidity.
Do you mean the kitchen or?
Or everything, include, you know, I think that people have to learn how to give respect to people like us. You know, like I have customers sometimes, you know, I'm a very friendly person, but when customer crossed the line, that angers me. It is terrible.
So what is that line? Like, is it more of complaining about?
More of like humiliate me in front of myself, like one time. And then I want to make a mark. I have customer that came in, a group. Oh, we love you, blah, 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 blah. We've been following you, blah, blah, blah. So, oh, sure. And they said, what would you like to eat? So I said, why don't you have a chef testing, if you like, I can make. And if it's the price too much, I can make it more affordable for you, blah, blah, blah. You know, I basically think of good things to do. They wrote on Yelp that I pushed them. And not only that, they asked for a bottle of wine. I opened a bottle of wine right in front of them. They accused me of an already open bottle of wine.
Oh,
why would
my
I
God.
Do that?
Yeah.
Right in front of me. And then when I brought another bottle, they put the two bottles right in front of me and then kind of like mark it that I was wrong right in front of me.
Oh my God. What is the point of doing that?
I do not know. And then they went on and then talk about that incident. And then I was just, you know, then then I went on and had my work in the kitchen. Then they say like I act weird and I act not friendly after that. And oh, I respect the wrong person all this time. I'm like, get real, people.
Yeah, I haven't.
I'm
thought
sorry.
It's no, I haven't like, thought about that. Yeah, because as a chef, you're serving obviously a lot of people and you don't know how they are, right? In terms of personalities or just like their characters. And it's a lot to, because you never know.
No. When I experience something like that, it's like, first of all, why would I do that? What would I gain?
Exactly. Exactly. That's what my question
and
was.
And those are kind of thing like, and I have to be honest here, like we here to serve, but you cannot
take advantage.
You cannot take advantage of our service, and you have to learn how to respect us. And I feel like I'm very calm. You know me many years. Very calm, and I give.
Oh, you are.
You know, I have a high tolerance, you know, on people, but when things like this happen, you don't deserve my service as
right.
well.
Totally. Oh, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
it was like odd. It was like, what? You know?
Yes. So as we are recording, the holidays are right around the corner. What are some tips that you can offer to listeners, whether they want to, you know, have a home cooked meal or if they're deciding to go out?
I think life is difficult in itself, and holidays, you know, I hate to say this, sometimes you have to spend time with family that you may not get along with, you know, like there's always dramas, right? And I think that if we could learn how to make life simpler, meaning, you know, you don't have to be perfect in everything. You don't have to be domestic goddess. You don't have to be. If you're if your schedule do not allow because of your work, you know, there's so many services out there that you can order, you know, or if you want to save money, there's so many recipes that, you know, you can make and just put in some spin, make it. There's so many tips and tricks that you can make small party looks better. Does it make sense?
Yeah. And that's
awesome. first thing first, those who are going to host something, respect yourself first and listen to you. If you cannot take it, calm that down. You don't have to take it.
That is such good advice. And I learned this from therapy as well, because the holidays are a little rough for me. That was like a few years ago when I used to, and I don't have a big family. So I felt like I was always comparing it to like things I saw in movies and my friends' experience where they have, you know, huge dining rooms with like a million, you know, people there. And it looks like this wedding style of dinner. And my therapist is like, you can create your own type of holiday tradition. It can look any way you want. So I love that you're saying touch base with what you know, what's true to you. You don't need to go all out.
No. And you know, like how many times you go to the party, you're invited to something, but the host too busy preparing. You know, like I think to be the right host, you just have to make sure that you have time with your guests as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So my podcast is called The City Confessions, and yeah. I know you opened up, you know, throughout this whole episode, but if you can share a confession, what would that be? And I want to preface this by saying that there's no right or wrong. This is a judgment-free zone. It's just a good way to kind of have a theme for all my episodes. So Hong, if you can share a confession, what is it?
I just want to confess to my New York City that sometime I have a love and hate relationship with you.
Yep, I do too.
You're such a force, New York City. And sometime I feel like I just don't understand you at all. And why is that up here? Why can't it just be easier?
Because it wouldn't be New York then.
Right? Yeah, but that would be my confession.
Okay. And speaking of New York, my last, I guess, game is a New York City fire round. I have five questions and you answer it with the first word or phrase that comes to your mind.
Okay.
Okay. So if you can describe New York City in one word, what would it be?
Force.
What's your favorite thing about the city?
Oh my God. My apartment.
Your least favorite thing?
The Uber price.
What's your favorite spot or a restaurant or like a place that you always go to?
Home.
And if you can change, if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
I thank New York City that I found a love of my life in this town. Oh my God, he'd be so pleased to hear that.
He better listen to this then.
Yeah.
Well, that is so beautiful. And thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Right now,
I hope it's helpful. And those who are out there, enjoy what City has to have for you.
Yes. And now it is your chance to plug away. I'm going to have all of your information in the show notes. But are you working on anything special, whether it's
for New York Times and Racial Rages praised our pie for the holiday.
Ooh.
If you would like to take home for Thanksgiving or else come say hi at Time You Love. We decided that to be my dining room. So we create really lovely meal for you.
Amazing. So yeah, I'm going to have all of them in the show notes. Like I said, be sure to visit her restaurant because it is divine and delicious. And of course, if you want to follow Hong, make sure you do. And with that being said, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Feel free to share this with a friend and I'll see you all next week. All right. Bye.
Bye.
How do I...